3, 2, 1.
Radio Elton John dot world.
This is Saturday Night's All Right for podcasting from Radio Elton John for Elton John World. I'm your host, George Matlock. Tonight we are going back to one of Elton John's landmark concerts and one of my favourites. It featured the original Elton John band. It was historic because when it took place, it drew an estimated 460,000 crowd. Now, just let that number filter through. That's nearly 500,000 people. It was a record at the time, although beaten many times over since 1980. We had plans to interview our special guest on the 45th anniversary in September, but we were so keen to get this busy and creative man on the show that we decided to bring him forward. In tonight's show, you will learn about a special fundraiser that Radio Elton John will be holding benefiting the Elton John AIDS Foundation, so stay tuned. Tonight's guest had a huge hand in ensuring that Elton John's Central Park concert on the 13th of September 1980 was a visually stimulating experience. Remember that piano key costume Elton wore in the second half of the gig? Well, this guy created it. So it is our huge honour to be joined tonight by Mr. Andrei Mirapolsky.
Thank you.
My goodness.
Thank you.
All right, lads. Thank you so much. That's very kind of you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
It's so great to be talking with you, George.
Andrei, we are so thrilled that you're on the program. As I said, we could have played around and toyed with this and brought you in exactly bang on that anniversary, right in September. But we decided, No, let's do it now. Because I know that if I stall it, you'll then say, I'm sorry, I've got a mural to paint. So we're going to, we won't see you again for 3 months or something. So look, it's absolutely fantastic. You are, I think, America's answer to Banksy. An incredible, evocative, colourful, and very diverse, versatile, I think is the right word here, artist. You're a painter, but you're not just a painter, right? You're a costume designer. How did this all come about?
Actually, to be honest with you, and by the way, you've painted a great picture, lots of color and everything, and it's ironic that it's actually radio. so people they have to use their imaginations with our, with our voices. And I did, and this morning, before I answer your question, how the costumes came up, I did read my morning while I was eating my breakfast. I did read my morning horoscope, and I thought the very opening line was very appropriate for this interview. And if I could, I know it might be cheesy or something, but I thought it was funny and a funny bit to open up my interview. So if I may, I'd like to just say this one line. You ready?
Go for it.
It may feel as though a window has suddenly blown open and you're being enveloped by a fresh and inviting breeze. So here you are, George Breeze. Thank you.
Oh yeah, Andrei, I've got a confession to make. We're recording this obviously in July, as you know, and it's a heat wave here. And in the studio, I have had to close all the windows, seal them off to do this interview in terribly boiling conditions. So to be hearing about a window opening, my goodness.
Oh, that's so this, funny. What does that mean?
So here I am, absolutely sweating, and I don't want to go into the details. I don't want to get more graphical than that. And, the windows are shut, and I am absolutely steaming and saying, we've got to get through this hour somehow. Whatever gets you through the night. Well, that was a song as well, but we won't go there.
Exactly. But what are the odds of me saying this particular line with the windows blowing open and everything. That's so funny.
I wish they could. Wow. I wish they could. And that little breeze coming in, you were, you know what? You're a sadist. Anyway.
I thought it would be good to break the ice that way, though, anyway.
Ice. So, I could do with some ice. Somebody give me some ice in here. Can I have some ice, please?
There we go. Yeah. So, and to answer your question about, I think it was something about how I got involved in the costume design. Honestly, I had never done any costume design before the Elton project came in, and I've actually never done any costume design since.
Oh no!
So, yeah. So those costumes, I did 7 costumes for Elton. In that, it was for the 80-81 world tour. Mm-hmm. But the one outfit, the piano outfit, which he got, from what I understand, he got that outfit the night before the concert in New York. So, that one costume, because of that costume, the piano outfit, the piano man, the branding aspects of it, and Central Park with, like you said, 460,000 people or whatever, and that one costume, you know, perfectly matched the set. And there was, and listening to Elton over time now talking about that concert, that was a time where serendipity in the universe totally came in, and it was like a perfect day on many, many levels. So I'm actually kind of a pure costume person. My only costume client has been Elton John. I started at the top, and I've stayed there.
Well, it's a good place to be.
It is a good place to be, and that was my that was and is my Elton John moment, and that was a, you know, obviously very great and historical singular moment for both him and for myself as well. But anyway, so.
Okay, well, we'll be asking some more questions around the 7 outfits that you produced in just a moment. But I think at this point, we might just swing over to one of our songs. So let's kick off with this little number. Now, this is something that's doing rather well at the moment on Radio Elton John.
Interviews, your sound for unsung heroes. The only place you will hear rare guests, those who were with Elton, those who helped shape the genius that is Elton John. Radio Elton John has it all. This song. It's true, this is a bit contrived, but we love the studio who gave us a chance, and this is our way to pay them back. We hope you like the tunes and our talented singers and musicians. We are honored to be exclusively airing our creativity here on Radio Elton John. We sure to subscribe today. Subscribe with any other email that's yours. Get silver, gold, or platinum access. But don't miss out. So many famous names already featured on Radio Elton John. John, Bernie, Gary, or Sir Tim, you need to be part of Radio Elton John. Subscribe today from RadioEltonJohn.world.
Emotions Radio, Elton John dot world.
Wow, that's an absolutely lovely little piece. Very self-indulgent, of course. That's the Radio Elton.
That's an opus.
It is indeed. It is quite an opus. It's the Radio Elton John tribute band that has been formed. It's our very own orchestra, in other words. And they're called themselves Pinner. Pinner, of course, which is where Elton John was born. And that's where he's from. So there we go. So take a bow. You'll be hearing more songs from Pinner in future episodes. They've got to get around to writing them, obviously.
Terrific.
But hey, listen, it's fun. This is what young people do, and we salute the next generation. I don't know, how did that song grab you? Did it sound a little bit like, I don't know, David Guetta, or to me, a little bit of even Philadelphia Freedom? But it was neither. It's an original piece, obviously.
A little bit, but I thought it was catchy. It was catchy, and it was hooky and catchy, I thought. I had a good rhythm going for it, progressive.
Are you a dancer?
It's catchy. No.
But you do like rhythm. You love music, I can tell. You do love music.
I do love music, sure, of course. It's been important in my life and my career. The music business has been good to me over the years.
Well, indeed.
As
Elton testifies, absolutely.
He set my bar. He set the bar high.
Later in the show, we'll be talking about your three favorite Elton John songs. And I know it's tough because there are so many in the catalog you could choose. So thank you for distilling it down to a trio. But first, I wanted to come back to the Central Park concert itself and the tour, the 1980-81 tour, because you mentioned that you designed no less than seven costumes for Elton, one of which was, of course, that piano key.